The 338th Army Band performed during the city's annual Memorial Day ceremony, which also included a flyover by historic military aircraft. Command Chief Master Sergeant Perry Rogalski from Wright-Patterson Air Force Base near Dayton was keynote speaker. She says she's seen a collective shift in awareness of the sacrifices made by our nation's servicemen and women.
Something has changed about the way Americans now think of uniformed service members, and that shift transcends politics, cultural differences, and religion.
Neighbors and friends gathered in the community of Blue Ash in near-perfect late spring weather to remember soldiers from their community who died in former wars and more recently in Iraq and Afghanistan. John Nicholas came on his motorcycle with the Stars and Stripes and a POW MIA flag to pay his respects. The Jamestown, Ohio native stumbled on the Blue Ash Memorial Park this weekend and decided to come back for the service because he was impressed by the city's tribute to fallen soldiers. The 49-year-old served in the Air Force for 29 years and 9 months until his retirement last year. During the last part of his military career, Nicholas was involved in combat search and rescue.
When I served at Wright-Patt, flying 141s, we used to bring back wounded soldiers, and it always left a huge impression on me seeing their resiliency, their smiles, even though they had pieces and parts missing.
Another participant in the 62nd annual Memorial Day service in Blue Ash was 88-year-old Harry Falk. Falk was a POW in Korea from 1950 to 1953.
I got through it, and I survived it, and I'm here on Earth. I'm here for a group of people that very seldom get any recognition. They are POWs in any war at any time.
Veterans and civilians alike stood for bell ringing, a rifle salute, and the playing of taps as a wreath was laid at the memorial dedicated to all who fought America's wars throughout the nation's history. I'm Sherry Lawson, WNKU News.